Game Spectrum.
Hello, welcome to Game Spectrum Sony podcast.
And I'm Ed. John.
And we're going to tell you all about the PS3. Normally we'll have stuff about PS2 and PSP, but today we're mainly focused on the PS3 because there's been so much news at E3, and it's fairly important. So take it away, John, with the news.
The PS3 will be released in Japan on November the 11th, and it then will be released in North America, Europe and Australasia on November the 17th of this year.
Same in America and Britain, so I think there'll probably be shortage problems.
Well, no, I've read that they're sending in 2 million on the release date, and then I think it's like another 2 million 2 months after that, and then another 2 million 2 months after that. So there should be enough.
Oh, I heard it's 6 million worldwide release date, and then 1 million per month until demand has stopped.
Ah, well.
I don't know, we'll have to wait and see. And there's going to be two different models, like the Xbox 360. So one's going to be 20GB memory, which will cost $499. We've translated this into £264, but any sensible person knows it's going to cost way more on us in Britain, probably somewhere around £350. And there's a 60GB hard drive for PS3, $599, converts to $317. But we'll probably be looking at something more like $420. Next news article is, as most of you know, or anyone who has a PSP, it doesn't have too good connectivity with PS2, because there's like a lag time of something like 3 seconds, which makes it impossible to play games. They've shortened this time with the PS3, and they gave an example at E3, they showed a video clip. You can use Formula 1 with the PSP, with the PS3, and on your PSP screen you can have like the wing mirror view, of the game. So this won't be necessary, and it'll have an option, and you won't have to have it. It'll be, and it's no one's going to buy a PSP because of this, but it's just a little extra.
Could be useful.
In like in shooting games, they could have a radar on it or something.
Anyway.
John, you going to do
next news article? From everyone that I've heard that wants to get a PS3, the worst thing about it, they reckon, was going to be the horrible controller, which was all rounded and looked very hard to grasp. But at E3, they have announced that they are scrapping that design completely to change it to one that looks almost identical to the existing one, except that it will be wireless, but it will have a USB connection, so you could have it wired if you wanted to.
Yeah, so that'll probably be used for if it runs out of battery.
Could be.
But some people are happy about this and some people aren't, because I know it's like going to be good because PS2 one's fine, there's no problems with it. But I think most people were a bit upset there's not going to be a different design, because it's more interesting when you have a new controller. It makes it feel more like a new console,
I suppose.
And also it's... I think PS3's main colour is going to be black, and the controller's black, and I'm not too happy about this because I like the silver version of it. What do you think, John?
I like silver because it's shinier, and I like shiny things.
Yeah, PS2's black version is like old, and I don't think a new console is not a very good idea to have the same as the previous console.
Yeah, should change it a bit more.
Yeah, it makes it look newer. And each Blu-ray disc, anyone who doesn't know, this is going to be the new format for games for the PS3. Each disc has 54 gigabytes of data.
Which I think is incredibly excessive, seeing as it's like half a computer hard drive.
Yeah, because like a laptop's computer hard drive is like 120 gigabytes. So that's all the memory into two discs. John, you going to do the games?
The most interesting of the confirmed games that will be coming out within the month of the PS3 are going to be Metal Gear Solid 4, the next Gran Turismo, Resident Evil 4, Devil May Cry 4, and a new Sonic the Hedgehog.
And we're going to quickly run over about what each game is and our predicted rating out of 10 for it. Metal Gear Solid, it's a first-person shooter, very popular with Sony fans. I've never liked it too much, but if you like those shorter games, it's a great game. So I give it predicted score of 8.5 out of 10. John, you taking Gran Turismo?
Well, I'm not much of a racing games fan, but I do use them on occasion.
Yeah, racing games suck.
Thank you, Ed. But I think Gran Turismo is one of the most popular, along with like touring car and things. I don't know how well it was going to be. Haven't seen anything about it, so I'm not really sure. What do you think?
Well, anyone who likes racing games will love it, because it'll just be the same but newer cars and updated graphics. So if you like those games, it's a game for you, but I'm not going to bother getting it. I like racing games like Mario Kart and Crash Team Racing, when you have like weapons and...
Yes, a very violent man, aren't you, Ed?
yeah, I know. Right, next, Resident Evil 4.
It should be more up your street, shooting zombies. I've seen the video, the trailer to this, which looks really good. Unfortunately, you don't actually see him shooting anything. It's just him walking along the street. But it's got definite potential. I think, judging from the previous Resident Evil games, it should shape up to be good. I think, from what I've seen, it's going to be a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, it will be good, but I would say, if you like Resident Evil, you should stick to the Nintendo consoles to play them, because that's just like who specializes in Resident Evil games.
Fair enough.
And yeah, but yeah, it's probably gonna have good graphics and everything. Did you know the trailer you saw, John? Was it pre-rendered video or was it actual gameplay?
Pre-rendered video.
All right. So yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. Next, Devil May Cry 4. This is a very popular game on PS2. There's obviously been 1, 2, and 3. And I don't really know, but what it sort of is, it's sort of about this guy with a sword. And I think he's like a vampire hunter or something. Oh, devil hunter. I get it now. And he makes them cry.
Right. I've never heard of this series, so I have got not a clue.
I've heard of it, but never actually bothered to look at any screenshots or anything like that. So...
Anyway.
Yeah, that's the main... Oh, no, we got Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
This was... Okay, go on, John.
Well, back in the games of, like, Sega and stuff, it was... Well, I thought it was really good, but... Nowadays, it's just one of the ones that's like Mario, where they've starting to use up all the ideas and they're changing it into rubbish games,
yeah.
Like Mario Pinball and things like that, which is absolutely rubbish.
Nintendo need to ditch Mario now. Really,
they should invent something new for once.
Yeah, like why don't they make about 2 like electricians rather than plumbers? Or...
Yeah, that's basically the same though.
Like Fred and George, rather than Mario and Luigi.
Makes him...
All right, back the topic. Sonic the Hedgehog. Right, it's 3D. It's very bright, and I think it's one of the first games announced, because I remember looking on GameSpot at PS3, and that was the first video it had. It was Sonic the Hedgehog. It looks a bit weird, but I don't know if many people will be buying it, because if any kids get... No, not many younger children are going to be getting PS3s when they come out, because most younger children aren't too bothered about like new consoles, and they won't know about it much, and older kids won't want to waste £50 on a Sonic game.
No.
Especially when there's games like Metal Gear Solid. So, I don't... Predicted score, 7 out of 10. What do you give it, John?
I don't know, really. I think, judging from previous Sonic games and the way they're starting to decline now, I think I'll have to give it about 5.5.
Yeah, because Shadow sucked. That was, like, meant to be really good, but... No, I hated that. Right, okay. Next topic. Another news article. E3, PS3, released all, like, online capabilities. I'll go through communication and community aspects of it. Basically, you can upload your scores and rankings onto some like database online, and people can look at yours and you can look at hers and etc. You can upload your game data. I don't know, that'll probably be to prove your score or something. And also, you can download data, so I don't know, but maybe, like, you could say it was a game you wanted to complete. You could, if you, like, you could unlock characters by completing and you can't complete it for some reason, you could pay to download a completed memory of the game. That's just an example of what you could use it for. And maybe you could download your friends' data, I don't know. Right, so, also, friend list, and it's got basically everything MSN has. You can do video chat, audio chat, messaging, friend list, so basically like a computer, but
nothing.
I don't know if how many people is going to use it.
Nothing new, really. I mean, the 360's got all of that already, so
yeah, because no one's going to sit at a TV going on the net, because with a computer you can, because you go on chat, but also you can do research, emails, and
yeah,
everything like that.
I suppose it'd be useful for like in-game talking, though.
Yeah. No one's going to just, like, sit and talk, no. Because hardly anyone else will be on it. Right, so,
anyway,
John, you going to do?
Moving on, Final Fantasy XII? No?
We got about how you can pay for stuff for PS3. Thought you were doing that.
You already said it, Ed. About downloading extra content.
I'll do it, right. You can, some games will have links to shops. You can follow the links and buy stuff. You can pay to download, like, extra armor or weapons for a game, say. As well as downloading probably, like, new levels and stuff. You have... you can... That's it. Okay. Right, John.
Final Fantasy XII coming out. Different now. Some diehard fans may be extremely upset to hear that there are going to be no chocobos or moogles. As you can see from Ed's reaction.
Yeah, moogles are so cool.
Yes, anyway. I haven't got the game, so I don't know. But they look cute. It's
cute.
Yes, right.
They're cool.
There's going to be more of a sort of sci-fi scheme than there has in the rest, and it's like more focused on the technological side.
Yeah, it's like new age guns and trains and sad stuff like that. Yeah, because I love Final Fantasy on PS1, because like 9 was brilliant, and 1 and 2 are good as well, and 3 is quite good. But it's like, ever since Squeenix, as I like to call them, took over, they've just gone right down, because 10, it just got worse. Every one I did got worse and worse. It started with 10, and 10-2 was just stupid. It was like someone's like joke. So, I don't know what this is going to be like. But we have been waiting for it for a long time. So we'll have to wait and see. Does that wrap up
news?
You don't want to add anything?
I don't think so. That's pretty much all we've got for our news section. Unless you've got anything else.
Nope.
Then on to the discussion, which will be about in-game advertising and downloadable content, and whether those should be allowed, and if it'll be good or not.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion about this, and uproar, and people being upset, and arguing, like abusing it on forums, and so basically, we're going to give you some examples of how it could be used. And how we expect to, how we're going to justify doing it and make us want to let them do it. Right, so in-game advertising. You see that in like FIFA games and stuff, because like that FIFA on like FIFA games, you see like McDonald's logos and stuff on the banners on football games. So and racing games you see it as well, but if we're going to put it into like games like Baldur's Gate or Final Fantasy, like if you like Final Fantasy, oh, I have a McDonald's, let's go and eat it. Or like you're like, I don't know, playing like Time Splitters and you see like his Asda logo or something.
Yeah, but if you think about it,
suck.
Adverts are like everywhere already, like almost every wall and stuff. See them everywhere on TV, so it's pretty much inevitable that they're going to come to games as well.
Yeah, but maybe with like Grand Theft Auto, because that's like modern day. But if like sci-fi games, like set in the future, or older games like Baldur's Gate, and, like fantasy RPGs, it's not gonna really fit. And downloadable content. This sucks as well because you pay like £50 for a game. Then you have to spend another like quid or so buying some extra level or armor.
Yeah,
or something.
And it also means all the rich people get the big advantage because they just buy all the really decent armor and stuff off the internet.
Yeah, for online. Yeah, because Oblivion on Xbox 360 had this problem. They released some horse armor, and people weren't too happy about it. But we have solutions to both of these. Questions and right for advertising, I suggest if you try and make them fit the game, because obviously, like I said, not having like a McDonald's and Final Fantasy or something. And also, maybe you could buy the game without any advertising. You could, and then you could connect up to the internet, and you could download this little thing that puts adverts into your games. And also, because you have adverts in your games, you get, like, they give you, like, £2 or something off the price.
Okay.
And also, with this, they could have, like, in a year's time or something, they could update the ads. So you wouldn't still have, like,
yeah, I see
two
what you
for
mean.
One at Pizza Hut when it had expired or something, so. Yeah. So it could be realistic. Like, in Grand Theft Auto, you could see an ad for, like, buy one, get one free at B&Q. And because the sale ends like next week, you would see a different ad, which would be quite cool because it'd be like realistic.
Yeah. For the downloadable content,
yeah, go on.
I think a good solution would be the downloadable content, you just can't use it against other people. It's like confined just to the single player parts of the game.
Yeah, that's one option. Or what best way of doing this, I think, is because they obviously want to do it because they can make more money. But with Halo 2, you could download extra maps for it, you had to pay for. But they told you in a couple of months they're going to make them free. So,
did they?
So, they're now free now, the maps for it. So, everyone wins. And they tell you they're going to be free before they release them, so people don't like go and waste their money. So, and it's still a hell of a lot of people brought them, because they just couldn't wait. So, yeah, that's what the best thing is to do. So, you got anything else to say, John?
No, I think that's just about it for discussion, unless you have anything more to add or argue.
No, but come onto our forums and say what your views are on it and discuss it with other members. We currently have 7 members, and we're hoping to get a lot more people from our podcasts. And we'll tell you the address at the end of the show. John, do you want to start off the review for Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider Legends for the PSP, which we believe is pretty good game. It's
I'll just add, it was only 7th of April 2006, good. Apparently. Okay.
It's makes up a little bit for the rubbish games, which were Tomb Raider 3 and Tomb Raider Chronicles and all of that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Tomb Raider games, but the first one came out on... No, I had the first one on PC when I was about 9, and I was mad on it. It was great. But no, the newer ones suck.
It has less graphical properties than the 360 and PS2, but that's only to be expected because it is a handheld. But it does contain...
Yeah, but I did say they were nearly as good.
Yeah.
They were very good.
But it's still got the entire game in it, so you're not missing out on any parts that the large consoles have.
Yep, and I think it said it has 30 seconds more cutscenes and home consoles. So another bonus for PSP. There's extra costumes for Laura, which is a bit sad, girly, but if you like that sort of thing, it's meant to have a very good story. We don't want to say because we don't want to wreck it for you. John, anything else to add?
Graphics are great. There's to unlock all the extra costumes and stuff, there's 3 levels of difficulty. Complete it one level on easy, then you can go back and do it on normal, then on hard, and you unlock different things for completing it.
Yeah, and there's a gallery as well where you can get photos,
and
I think.
Even though it hasn't got the PSP hasn't got the processing power of the 360, they've still got in the realistic effects, the real time shadows and things.
Yeah, and clothing texture. Also, it's got 2-player. I don't think this is going to be very good. Don't get it because of this, but you can basically, it's just different levels, and you hide artifacts, and you have to go and look for them. I don't know what's going to be like. If I were you, I wouldn't get it because of the multiplayer. John, anything else to add?
I think that is pretty much it for me. But I reckon it's going to be about a 9 out of 10, perhaps.
Yeah, I'd agree, yeah. We'll try and get a review of this typed up and put on our website. I'd give it, I'd give it a bit lower than that, 8 out of 10. Purely because I don't like Tomb Raider games. that's the end of our review. Now we have release dates. Do you want to do PSP?
For the PSP, for the rest of this month, May 22nd, Field Commander, FIFA World Cup 2006, and Tomb Raider Legends all coming out.
Tomb Raider Legends is already out, isn't it?
Whoa, wait a minute. Sorry. Getting a bit muddled here. Then May 23rd, we've got a game called Lemmings, which is
Just a sec, you've missed a load out. Right. There's X-Men, the official game, May 16th. Ultimate Board Game Classics, which is going to suck, May 16th.
Isn't this PS2?
May 19th.
Never mind then.
No, it's PSP. May 19th, Da Vinci Code. May 23rd, Jaws Unleashed. May 23rd again, MotoGP 4. May 23, Rogue Trooper. May 23rd again, Steamboat Chronicles. And May 23rd again, One Piece Pirates Carnival. So, don't know about this. No, like, spectacular games here. John, you gonna do
no,
PS2?
I'm sorry, Ed, but I think I've completely screwed up all my data for this releases, so you're gonna have to do the rest.
I have done it right, haven't I? He's our PSP game, I just said.
Never mind. Carry on.
Oh, crap. Nope, I've done it wrong.
You
it,
little
I am wrong.
Sod. I knew I was right.
Yeah, those ones I just said were PS2 games. So, John, do you want to do the PSP games?
Right. Anyway, yes, as I was saying.
Yeah, I realised, because Da Vinci Code isn't coming
okay.
out on PSP.
Okay, carrying on from what I was saying earlier. May 23rd.
Hello?
Yeah, we've got
John?
Lemmings. Monster Hunter Freedom. Puzzle Channels, Puzzle Challenge, Crosswords and More. May 30th, Toca Race Driver 2.
Oh yeah, Crosswords!
Hurrah!
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be so happy to play that game. May 30,
yeah.
Stacked with Daniel.
Not as if you could just pick up a newspaper.
Yeah, well, actually that's a good point. You get like a new one every day, you don't need to buy a game for it, which is going to run out.
Yeah, and most people... You probably get them free on the net,
yeah.
Crosswords, anyway. Anyway, it's sad as hell anyway, Crosswords. How are we going to like make a business empire out of selling crossword games? Okay, go
yeah.
on. Right.
Also May 30th, we've got something called Stacked with Daniel Negreanu, which I have not got a clue what
sounds
it's about.
Sad.
Yeah, but it does sound sad. And then...
It's a card game. It's a card game.
Oh yeah, stacked.
So, yeah, that's crap.
And finally, Race Driver 2006,
which is a racing game. You'd
and
never
it doesn't
have
like
guessed.
Racing games.
Anyway. Yeah, I hate racing games. They suck. So we're coming to the end of our podcast. It's a record long show. We're now on 28 minutes and 4 seconds. So, we're just going to quickly go over our forum and the competition. Right, competition for this week. Pro Evolution 6 released on PSP. No, sorry, when was Pro Evolution 6 released on the PS... No, right, scrap that. When is... Pro Evolution 3. No, scrap that again.
Shall I read this out, Ed?
When is Pro Evolution 6 going to be released on the PS3? We want to know what month. It doesn't have to be an exact date. The month and the year. Okay. Okay, I made a terrible muck of that. John, you're going to do the forum and the website?
If you want to get in contact with us, either edstittle@gamespectrum.co.uk or johnny@gamespectrum.co.uk. You can visit our main site at www.gamespectrum.co.uk or visit the forums at http://gamespectrum.myfreeforums.org.
And, if you can't remember much of that, check out our Podomatic site, which is, you download it from here, so you'll know, where you can get links to all of that. Also, there's links to all of these sites on my website, gamespectrum.co.uk. We don't like to do this, but, we're currently asking for donations, because, as we originally wanted to start this show with 5 people, and as only 2 of us managed to make it, because other 2 don't have microphones, and the other person else isn't allowed on the computer. So we need money to pay his mum and dad to let him on the computer, and to buy the other kids' microphones. And so no donation is too small, and we'll read you out on the show, and thank you for helping the podcast. Also, even if you want to donate us 50p, you can go onto the forum and sign up to a site called M2Go by my link, which you don't have to pay anything. You just sign up to it and I'll get 50p for free. Also, if you have a website of your own, go on to the forum and you can sign up to get these banners on your website. And any website who has like something .co.uk or .net or .com, you can get these banners. And if you get the banners, I get a £10 Amazon voucher, which I can probably buy a microphone with for someone. So yeah, come over to our forum, discuss stuff, put your opinions. You can post news there. Also, on our website, we got a games archive. Basically, just email us in a link. No, sorry. Email us in your review on Notepad about any game, any console, and we'll upload it to the website, and people can read your review. Also, send in fan mail, questions. You need hints or tips on a game, send in. Next week, we'll try and have more PS2 news and PSP, because we didn't have much this week. And John, nope. Anything to add?
But I think that is round about the end now.
Mhm. Oh yeah. Newsletter. Email me your name and email to edstittle@gamespectrum.co.uk, and I'll add you to our mailing list. Basically, it's probably going to be about every 2 weeks to a month, a newsletter about podcasts and what we're doing and basically latest PS3 news. So thanks for listening. If you like this podcast and like other consoles, you could check out our Microsoft or Nintendo podcasts. I'm just typing Game Spectrum on iTunes. Or you just go on our Podomatic site and there'll be links to Microsoft and Nintendo ones. So thanks for listening. I hope you tune in next week. We'll have all the latest news.
And I'm John,
Ed saying goodbye.